Morning. Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky. Welcome to all of you gathered here in the sanctuary as well as those tuning in with our online audience as well to our church. Thank you for joining us and we pray a blessed Thanksgiving for you in the week ahead. This week and really the next few weeks, are you feeling relaxed and pressure-free? Are you feeling that way? How are you feeling about that Thanksgiving dinner plans? How are those going? Do you have everything done already? So you guys are way better than I am. I am not ready. We just lost some light. We are stressed oftentimes and we are kind of pressured this week as we're looking forward to Thanksgiving and Christmas. And one thing we want to recognize today is that God is in control. God is in control. And we hear that message on this Sunday more than maybe any other year. The last Sunday of the church year has a name. It's called Christ the King Sunday. And it's a reminder that God is in control. And he's going to come and he's going to reorder things and make everything just right when Jesus comes a second time. We also recognize that in God's timing, how does the song go? In God's timing, all things will be beautiful in God's timing. And so may that be a message we hear loud and clear in our service today. Just a couple of messages, and Callie's got something to share as well. We have some really amazing giving opportunities at Peace, and some of our partners really depend on our congregation to partner with them to execute these programs. One is the Vina Moses Giving Tree. This provides gifts and toys to those that might go without during the Christmas season. We have tags that describe the age and suggested gift items that you can get for that age and gender. And then if you take a tag, go out and buy that gift, bring it back unwrapped by Sunday, December 8th, right out here in the chairs. Go ahead and place them out there, and George is going to pick them up then. And then we have another program that we're partnering with Philomath Community Services on, and that is the Holiday Cheer. This provides basically hygiene needs and goods for those families that might go without, and they're especially targeted towards children, those aged 0 all the way to 18. Those cards are on the right panel of the church as you're walking out. Consider getting one of those tags and bringing it back. That program ends also Sunday, December 8th as well. I think that does it for my announcements. Callie has a fun one to share. We'll pass it along to her.
And we're going to do it with a wonderful selection of Hallmark movies.
Ooh.
Christmas-themed movies. It's going to be 5 o'clock. So if you would like Impossible Romance, lovely Christmas decorations, and just a good time with other ladies, please come 5 o'clock, December 5th. Bring your favorite movie snack. We're not providing dinner or anything else, just snacks and hot beverages, cold beverages. And bring a comfy chair to sit in. I'm going to bring an air mattress to lay on. It's going to be fun. So come on down.
Cool. Thanks, Callie. A couple more items to share regarding our service today. The first is that I just want to recognize Alyssa is playing for us today. Thank you, Alyssa. Alyssa was playing. She'll jump on in just a second. But thank you for guiding us today in today's worship, Alyssa. Also, in our service, we're going to take, you'll notice the way this service is written, we're going to take probably the last 10 minutes of the service or so to really recognize Thanksgiving as we're heading into this week. And we want to recognize that in some special ways with prayer and song. But we're also going to share past the microphone for just a couple of minutes. So be thinking ahead of that moment. We just want to share simple things that we're thankful for. You don't have to go into a long explanation. We want to take a moment to remember what we're thankful for. I'll guide us through that moment towards the end of the service. Not everyone has to say something, but if you feel led, we'd love to hear just a couple people share what they're thankful for. We're going to begin our service with a song of thanksgiving, and our choir is leading us in that. It's called Thanksgiving. We're going to invite the choir forward to sing our choral anthem.